I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. About a year ago, I met Barbara Sellers, a resident of Genesis 2, a low-income apartment complex in Mullins. In November of 2015, while the area was still saturated from October's historic floods, a severe storm inundated Barbara's home.
And I'm standing there, and in that few seconds, that water was over my knee.
Barbara and her neighbors were evacuated by boat, and their apartments had to be completely renovated. The Palmetto Project Community Flood Hub helped residents replace furniture they lost. And last March, Barbara was getting ready to move back home. Then in October of this past year, Hurricane Matthew hit, devastating areas across the state, including Marion County. As the residents of Genesis 2 braced for the hurricane, Barbara says she and her neighbors were prayerful.
All of us were standing outside saying, "God, not again." That's all we could say.
Suzanne Dennis, community manager for the apartment complex, says there was little they could do aside from prepare the residents for evacuation.
Even the insurance adjuster said that we could have sandbagged and it still would have happened. It's just a very low-lying area in this county, in this area. There was one county over, which is Nicholls, South Carolina, and they were completely underwater, their whole town.
South Carolina Public Radio's Cooper McKim covered the situation in Nicholls.
Of the 280 homes in Nicholls, only 11 avoided total destruction.
After Matthew, the city of Mullins stepped in to provide shelters and relief services for the neighboring town. This time, the residents of Nicholls and Mullins, as part of Marion County, qualify for FEMA aid to help recover from the hurricane. However, Suzanne Dennis says resources for her Genesis 2 residents are slim compared with last time.
So many people were affected in this area this time, and there's really not anyone who can give the donations like they gave last year because they're helping other people who they didn't help last year and didn't have to help.
I talked with Dr. Elizabeth Medlock, founder and director of the Palmetto Project Community Flood Hub. She explained why the organization couldn't provide furniture to Genesis 2 again this year.
The question that I had, and I'll be honest, that when I approached the One SC Flood Fund about the possibility of redirecting a partial amount of our funds to help them, because I did go ahead and broach that issue when I heard about it, they said, "Well, what's going to prevent them from flooding again?" That's a really good question, because they were completely rebuilt, but the systemic issues that create the problems that create the flooding have not been addressed.
Joey Price, Marion County's Interim Emergency Management Director, says the issue for the Genesis 2 apartments is the drainage system for the area, which couldn't handle the severe rain events the past 2 years.
Some of it is low-lying areas where it just doesn't have the proper drainage, maybe, that they just can't, the water just can't get out. It can deal with a normal rainfall, but when you get so much rain in a short period of time, it can't get the water out as fast.
Without first addressing the underlying issues, Price says there is no guarantee that the area won't flood again. The city would need to do a study of the problem that could take years. City officials say Mullins has contracted with an engineering company that will study to what extent the city could survive a storm without major flooding. But for now, for many residents like Barbara Sellers, the only option is to move back to the same flood-prone neighborhoods and hope for the best.
I'm going to put my stuff up a little higher this time, if and when I get back in. It'll be on the top shelf, not on the bottom shelf this time.
Last week, for the second time, Barbara and her neighbors at Genesis 2 moved back home. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.